Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Man, I am ready to get started today. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's wonderful to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. Mr. Dave Parker. I've got
Mr. Good, Gary Zimak.
You know what? I like to start the week with some positive sports news.
Yes, I do too.
So, let's talk about those Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes.
How about that last night? And we'll get to the other team. What was the name of that other team in town?
Oh,
I can't. Some sort of a bird, right?
Yeah,
but listen,
yeah.
Here's the good news. Last night, Wayne Simmonds scored two power play goals, and the Flyers beat the Nashville Predators 4-2 to win their fifth consecutive game.
All right.
How's that? Flyers are now 14-10-3. They earned their second road victory in 2 days against the Central Division team. Next up, they host the Florida Panthers on Tuesday night. That's good news. I see that Flyers bandwagon headed down Broad Street. I'm jumping on board,
right,
brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about your Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. The Delaware Valley?
Oh, Dave. You know, we went into this season understanding it would probably be a rebuilding year.
Yes.
But we started off really good.
Yes.
And now we're back to where, you know, we thought we might be. It was a tough one yesterday. Yeah. I did not see the game. I have to admit I was out. I did not see the game.
I saw basically parts of it. We had a very busy weekend. And, it was disappointing. And I know the loyal fans are disappointed and hurting. But the key word, I think, is loyal. They're hanging in.
Yeah.
Don't abandon them. We've been through tough times before.
And that's the thing. As a lifelong Philadelphia sports fan, I've seen plenty of adversity in my lifetime. It's a series of peaks and valleys. Right now we're in a bit of a valley. But, you know, we will rebound eventually. We will hang in there. But it's really excited. I'm really excited to see the Flyers doing so well. I used to be a huge hockey fan back in the day. Mm. I've fallen away from it for a little bit. But, you know, now I don't know. It's looking pretty good to me. Anyway, Dave, we got a great show today. We got Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House going to be joining us, filling us in on what's happening at Malvern. Man, Malvern is a great retreat house that's very close by to us in the Philadelphia area. Mark joins us each month to talk about the activities, the upcoming events at Malvern. We got some good music. We got a Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I have some, you know, Dave, when I was driving in today, I encountered some rain on my drive, but there was a chance of some snow flurries. I think up in the Quakertown area they were getting some snow.
Yes, in the northwest suburbs, yes. Mm-hmm.
So it is the season for the possible snowfall, but as a public service, which is one of the functions that we give you here on Spirit in the Morning, I'm going to be offering six tips for being smart about snow forecasts.
Okay. Because, all right.
You know, we contend there tends to be some hype when it snows sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes.
Right? And I'm one of those guys that gets affected by these reports. And the media loves it. The media plays on guys like me. And, we get a little bit out of control sometimes.
Absolutely.
But we're going to talk about that six tips.
I'm kind of a weather geek. So I follow it pretty ardently.
Good. Yeah. And there is a science. Meteorology is a science. And
yes, it is.
Yeah, and as this report, we'll talk more about it, but this report mentions that you've got to know how to interpret these weather forecasts.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk about that after the break. It is the second Sunday of Advent. The mass readings were great yesterday. That mention of John the Baptist, Dave, you know, the proclaiming the coming of Jesus. He's reminding
Absolutely.
Us, he's coming, get ready.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that. And I have a little meditation I want to share with you. But let's see what else is going on. Ah, loneliness, a big topic for the holidays. A lot of people struggle with loneliness. I am blessed to be able to be featured as the guest of the first hour of Catholic Answers Live tonight at 6 p.m. We will be doing that show from the Holy Spirit Radio Studios. So that's kind of going to be kind of cool. I hope you can tune into that. 6 p.m. Catholic Answers Live. Now, I know we do cut our signal on Holy Spirit Radio in the winter months at dusk. We cut the signal. So if you have trouble pulling the station in at 6 p.m., you can get it online at holyspiritradio.org as well as tune in radio. So make it a point
to listen.
That's tonight.
That's tonight, Gary.
That's tonight. Yes, sir. And, you know, feel free to call in with the question. Loneliness is one of those topics that something that's personal to me. I've struggled with it in the past. It can be very, very painful. But we call this show, the theme of tonight's show, You Are Not Alone. And that's an important fact to remember. Even though it feels like you might be alone, you really aren't alone. You have the Lord with you all the time, but it's so easy to forget that. So that'll be tonight, Catholic Answers Live. We'll be doing that direct from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. Jerry Usher will be the guest host. Jerry's a good friend. He's perfect for this show, so I'm looking forward to it. But let's begin with prayer. Let's do today St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the program. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. We get your day started off in an inspirational way every morning at Holy Spirit Radio with Spirit in the Morning. Incidentally, you can follow us on the internet at spiritinthemorning.com. If you have any comments about the program, you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. We're in Advent. We're in the second week of Advent. Now, you know, the interesting thing is Advent only has 4 weeks, so it goes by very quickly, especially with all the competing busyness of the holiday season, the preparation that's involved. It's hard to prepare for Advent. So one of the things I like to do on this program, we're doing a bit of a mini retreat. You don't even have to go anywhere. We do it right on the show, trying to focus on what's really important during Advent. What's the point of the season? The point of the season is getting ready to welcome Jesus more deeply into your life. And again, it's really easy to get distracted with all the noise that's going on around us. But today's meditation, one of the books that I've been using is a book called Meditations from Advent to Lent. It's an out-of-print book that I've always found really helpful because it's got some very simple and practical ways to focus on welcoming Jesus more deeply into your life. Today's meditation is all about prayer, the quality of our prayer. And here's what the author states. We all know that we should do much praying during the season of Advent. The liturgy, the reading I do during Advent, my own conscience, all urge me to pray more while I await the coming of the Lord. But when I think about praying more, do I not usually think of the amount of my praying rather than its quantity? I'm sorry, rather than its quality? Do I not often plan to add more prayers to a sometimes already overloaded schedule, rather than to examine the way I am now saying the prayers I do say? And yet here lies the secret of successful prayer. And it is a truth that I have to keep telling myself over and over again. It's not the amount of prayers I say. It's not the amount of minutes I spend on my knees in the chapel. No, it is rather what I do while I'm there. I really like that meditation. Here's the reason why. We're overloaded as it is. And if I come on this program and I say to you, you need to spend more time in prayer. You need to do more, 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 make more time for the Lord. That's good if you have the time to do it. But you might be so overloaded that that's the last thing you need to hear. So while it is a good time, and I'm not denying that it's not a good thing to do, while it's a good idea, I should say, to spend more time in prayer, maybe you can wake up a little extra early in the morning, stay up a few minutes later at night, maybe you can make some time to go to a parish event that you have. There are things you can do. Make sure that the time you are praying, even if it's 5-10 minutes each day, make sure your heart's really into it. Make sure it's quality time. And instead of working on adding more time in prayer, make the best use of the time that you're already spending. And I think if you start to do that, the Lord's going to respond. See, when you pray, what are you doing? You're talking to the Lord. This is a relationship between you and the Lord. It's not just spewing empty words, which unfortunately we all fall victim to sometimes. But prayer is a relationship. So if you talk to the Lord in prayer, He's going to respond. And if you say, Lord, please help me to pray better. I'm struggling with this. I really want to get to know you. I really want to welcome you. That's a very effective prayer. And He's going to do something. See, when you pray, you get grace. That's one of the first fruits of any prayer. No matter what you're praying for, you could be praying for a problem in your life, and you'll notice that, hey, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Well, that's not an accident. That's the grace starting to work. One of the first fruits of any prayer is grace. So try to work on the quality of your prayer life. All right, let's take a look at today's gospel. It's from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. We will have this linked, incidentally, at spiritinthemorning.com. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher, through the tiles, into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." The man stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." This is an amazing gospel. So much going on in this gospel. We see so many different points. Let me just hit on a couple of the points that really jump out at me. The first thing is, we see a man who is paralyzed, a man who is helpless, a man who cannot get to see Jesus by himself. Guess what? That's all of us. We are all paralyzed. We are all helpless. Now follow me on this one. We're helpless to get to heaven on our own. There's nothing I can do to make it to heaven on my own. Just can't do it. But the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, whose birth we're celebrating in a few weeks, whose presence we are trying to welcome more deeply into our lives, because of the fact that he became man, because of the fact that he died on the cross, because of the fact that he rose from the dead, you and me, we can make it to heaven because of the grace that the Lord gives us. So boy, that's something to be really thankful for. So even though we look at the paralyzed man and we think, you know what, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I can't relate to this. This is a man. This is a story that happened 2,000 years ago. What does this have to do with me? It really is us. And you know, because we're all sinners, here's the other thing. We're all sinners. We need the forgiveness of the Lord to absolve us of the sins that we commit. So the fact that we have this incredible sacrament of confession, sometimes called penance or reconciliation, this is a great gift to us. Don't carry the burden of sin around with you. If it's been a long time since you've been to confession, take advantage of this great gift during the Advent season and become like the paralyzed man who is healed. Now, what you also see is people question, because they're waiting for Jesus to slip up. They don't like what he's doing. And they're saying, "How dare you forgive sins?" And the Lord did not say to them, "What are you talking about? Of course I can forgive sins. I am God. I am divine." What he did was, he said, "All right, if you want me to do something to show you how powerful I am," and this is what Jesus would do sometimes, he healed the man physically. So the man got up. And this was a piece of cake to Jesus. Sometimes we look at spiritual miracles and we put them secondary to physical miracles because that's what really impresses us. Jesus was saying, "It's a lot easier for me to heal somebody physically, but I'm going to do something even more difficult. I'm going to heal this man spiritually." He did it. What did the man do? He got up and glorified God. And the people saw that and they were astonished. Jesus is so good. He continuously meets us where we are and shows us the way to the Father. And that's what happens during the Advent season. So there's a lot going on in this gospel. If you get a chance, meditate upon it later. Read it again. SpiritInTheMorning.com. We have it linked there. Man, I am just getting fired up. This is going to be a good show. 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 5th. Today we celebrate Saint Sabas. The name of today's saint isn't likely to sound familiar to those of us born in the West, but Saint Sabas is one of the most highly regarded patriarchs among the monks of Palestine. He's also one of the founders of Eastern monasticism. His story begins in the mid-5th century with an unhappy childhood in which he was abused and finally sought refuge in a monastery. He was drawn to the solitude of monastic life. By the age of 30, he was given permission to live the life of a hermit. He spent 5 days each week in a remote cave in Jerusalem, later in Jericho, engaging in prayer and manual labor. In time, Sabas attracted up to 150 followers who lived in individual huts grouped around a church. In his early 50s, Sabas finally began studies for the priesthood. He became abbot among a large community of monks, but continued to hear the call to live as a hermit. Over the years, he traveled throughout Palestine, preaching the faith and bringing many back to the church. Sabas died in 532 at the monastery at Mar Saba, which is still in existence.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
He was and he will be.
He Makes All Things New by Teresa Peterson. That's a great song. We had Teresa in the studio a little over a week ago. She did that song live. Check her out on the internet if you can. I think it's TeresaPetersonMusic.com or just Google Teresa Peterson, Catholic singer. She does a great job proclaiming the gospel in song. Let me do the weather forecast today quickly. By the way, I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. We should get take care of first things first so you know that I'm just not some clown who stumbled into the radio station. Well, I am a clown, Dave Parker, but I'm not just any clown. I'm Gary Zimak.
I like your costume this morning, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, today's weather forecast, currently 40 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, chance of rain before 8 a.m., so once our show's done, things should start to clear up, becoming mostly sunny with a high of near 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 36. Tuesday, rain mainly after 1 p.m. with a high near 45. Now, we were talking in the first segment about Advent being a special time to really work on welcoming the Lord. Advent is a time of great grace, and many of the parishes in the area are offering special retreats or events. Dave Parker, I know you went to something special that began last night at your parish.
Yes, thanks, Gary, for the opportunity to talk about it. I'm a member of a parishioner at St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills, and last night we started a retreat, a time of grace, and it's basically given and led by Augustinian Father Michael Sullivan. And the retreat is free and open to all. Now, it started last night, but it's also Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings. For example, tonight's theme is the healing love of Jesus.
Wow.
Tuesday is the call to be church, and Wednesday evening, our response to the call. Now, there is a free will offering being asked, if you can manage it. And for more information, you may want to call the rectory at St. Francis Cabrini at 215-946-4040 or email jholden at stfranciscabrini.net.
And we'll put that information on spiritofthemorning.com.
Yes, so thank you, Gary.
You don't have to remember. But this is just an example. By the way, Dave, thanks for sharing that. This is an example of the many events, the many things that we have the ability to do. Now, listen, if you're busy, we understand there are things that are going on. It's a busy time of year. But if you're able to make the time, Dave, you can attest to the fact there's a benefit. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
You got a lot out of the presentation last night.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And it was well attended, I'm telling you. And, yes, got a lot out of it. And Father Sullivan is a very dynamic and a funny man.
Wow.
And originally from the Bronx, so
he
speaks
kind
of fast.
He tells it like it is,
tells
probably,
it like
right?
it is. Boy, does he.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, check that out, St. Francis Cabrini Parish. Tonight through Wednesday, we will put the information on
7 p.m. tonight.
7 p.m. tonight. We'll put the info on spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, so you're a little stressed out because it's winter time right now, and you're thinking, oh no, when are we going to have the first big snowfall? How do I deal with these weather forecasts? Do I begin to panic? What do I do? Do I run to the store because I might be out of bread and eggs and milk and all those things that you absolutely feel you need to go buy at the store even if you don't really need them? Well, I have 6 tips for being smart about snow forecasts.
Okay.
Now, Dave, you said you're a weather geek, so you'll appreciate some of these tips.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know some of this stuff, but I found this helpful. I will put this at spiritinthemorning.com because I think it's an interesting article. Number one thing to remember, weather models are not infallible.
That is true.
Now, the article states weather models are very useful. They're a useful tool that help us predict the weather better than ever before. But these advanced computer simulations are not immune to making huge mistakes every once in a while. Meteorologists call these weather models guidance for good reason. Each model has its own biases and flaws that only trained meteorologists know how to spot and account for when making their forecasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Dave, there are several different models
that
are used.
Yeah, my understanding is, the European model and the GFS model, those are the ones I'm more familiar with just by listening to the meteorologists.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, and I think they tend to go, the stations I watch with the GFS model, but they can be wrong.
And a lot of times the meteorologists will say that.
Absolutely.
And they'll tell you the different models. So
absolutely.
Weather models are not infallible.
And sometimes they show, I call it the spaghetti chart.
Yes, I remember that.
Of all the tracks. Yeah, we've all seen that. Go
right.
ahead.
Okay, sorry. Number two. No, this is good. This is fun. Never trust and always verify. And Dave, you know this as well as I do. It's easy to sound authoritative on the internet. You should always double and triple check your sources before believing or sharing weather information you find online, especially if the forecast calls for a significant storm. I'm not going to point any fingers or name any names, but there are certain sources that always seem to be on the alarmist side.
Oh, yes.
Right? But I still fall victim to this. I hear these things, and I run down to my wife, Eileen. I say, there's going to be severe weather. And she says, well, where are you getting this from? And I'll tell her the source and say, you got to be kidding.
Yeah. Right? So you got a lot of bread in the freezer, do you? From years past?
I do. Man, I remember a couple famous incidents where we were going to have these huge storms and it ended up being nothing. But we have to consider the source. Number three, be skeptical of overly precise forecasts. Mm. Some TV news stations have a nasty habit of making their products sound more advanced than they really are in order to draw in viewers. A snowfall forecast with precision down to the length of the nail on your pinky toe is good for show, but it isn't good science. So if we have an overly precise forecast, we have to be somewhat skeptical. Mm-hmm. Number four, exact accumulations don't matter. Now, listen to that. That sounds a little controversial, Dave, but here's what the article says. There's not much practical difference between 2 and 3 inches of snow, but there's a big difference between 3 and 7 inches.
Yes.
So an inch or two mm-hmm. might not make a big difference, but the best forecasts use a range of totals mm-hmm. rather than exact numbers.
Yes.
So I think that adds a little more credibility when they have a range, correct?
I agree with that.
Okay, I've got two
These
more.
Are very good, Gary.
You like these? Yeah. Well,
you're on a roll.
Thank you. Pay attention to uncertainty. And you know this, Dave. Meteorology is not an exact science.
True.
And that is so frustrating for so many of us. Pay attention if your friendly neighborhood weather person tells you that things are looking iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And sometimes
Absolutely.
They'll say, this Absolutely. Is, you know, we got to watch this or we'll yeah. know more.
Yeah, they always, I mean, they in their line of work, they have to be very careful. But, you know, they're human too. Mm-hmm. But they kind of pad their...
Right.
Their forecast.
Right. And I think
my verbiage. Yeah.
I think that's more credible if they say we're not exactly certain
yeah,
about this
yeah.
because then we
if
realize.
They're honest about it.
Exactly. And yeah. the final tip is many factors can affect snow totals. Meteorologists talk about uncertainty for a reason. There are lots of reasons a snow forecast could go awry. Two of the most common causes of a broken snow forecast are dry air, which evaporates snow before it can reach the ground, and warm air, which can turn the snow into rain or ice.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the takeaway from all of this? I think that it's not an exact science.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to completely panic when we hear there's the potential for
this
snow.
This is true, yes.
But we have to watch the forecast as yeah, it develops,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And then I often hear sometimes, I know we're coming up on a break, but, I mean, try not to blame your meteorologist.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, I mean, they're...
It's fun to do, but
yeah.
it's but it's
well,
not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to have that article linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back from the break, Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House is going to update us on what's going on at Malvern in December. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The spotlight is on federal court in Pennsylvania today as Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein's fight to force presidential recounts in 3 states proceeds. Her party is seeking an emergency federal court order for a statewide recount. A federal judge has ordered Michigan to begin a hand recount by noon, and a recount is underway in Wisconsin. The U.S. government, a key sponsor of Myanmar, also known as Burma's Democratic Transition, says a security crackdown, which has displaced tens of thousands of Rohingya Muslims and left an unknown number dead, risks radicalizing a downtrodden people and stoking religious tensions in Southeast Asia. The military moved in after armed attacks by unknown assailants on police posts along the border with Bangladesh back in October. The attacks were a possible sign that a small number of Rohingya were starting to fight back against persecution by majority Buddhists who view them as illegal immigrants, although they may have lived in the country for generations. The top U.S. diplomat for East Asia, Daniel Russell, is critical of the military's heavy-handed approach and says the escalation of violence risks inciting jihadist extremism. And the man accused in the killing of 9 black parishioners at a South Carolina church is due in federal court today for pretrial motions, and it will mark the defendant's first real test acting as his own attorney. Both prosecutors and the defense have filed dozens of motions, most of them sealed. The defendant asked yesterday that his defense team be allowed back on the case for the guilt phase of his trial. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm afraid. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Michael W. Smith, Draw Me Close. I love that. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. Dave, our fans are applauding us. That's a great song, isn't it? Help me know you are near, you know, that sentiment. That's what Advent's all about. The Lord is near, and that, boy, that's a great prayer. Lord, help me know you're near. I'm struggling. I got all kinds of craziness. I'm looking for ways to get close to you. Love that song, Michael W. Smith, Draw Me Close. By the way, this breaking news, we just have, I don't know if you happen to be on Twitter, but Pope Francis tweets out a message generally every day or so. He just tweeted this message out on Twitter right now. Jesus teaches us always to go to the essentials and to take on our own mission with responsibility. Sometimes we forget that we all do have a mission. We're all called to bring Christ to those around us. You know, even if you're just home with your family, if you don't even have to get out of the house to do that. We're all called. We have a mission, and we need to be responsible to bring Christ to the world. It's a dark place out there, and we need to be that light in the darkness. Okay, speaking of being a light in the darkness, we have a good friend of mine right now, Mark Poletino. He is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Mark's going to be updating us with what is going on at Malvern for the month of December. Hey, brother, are you there?
Good morning, brother. Good to hear you, Gary.
Oh, man, Mark, you sound a lot better. No offense, you sound a lot better than the last time we had you on. You had that bad cold last time.
I had laryngitis. It was horrible.
Yeah, but you're doing better now?
Much, much better. Thank you.
How is your Advent going so far?
It's going well. It's going well. You know, fortunately, the great thing about this Advent is we have actually 4 full weeks.
Yes.
We don't have the shortened Advent of four Sundays and maybe one day, but we actually have 4 full weeks, which is it was a kind of a cool thing that we can take advantage of the time in a really really unique way.
Yeah, and it's a great blessing. Mark, you've got lots going on over the course of the next few weeks at Malvern, and I want to give you a chance to talk about it. We want to have you. I love the fact that you come on once a month to update us. We're so blessed in the Delaware Valley to have the Malvern Retreat House so accessible. So what's going on for the month of December at Malvern?
Well, I'm going to tell you that in a second. I just want to have a little aside. Mm-hmm. You know, the gospel that you were sharing earlier, the gospel of the Mass today from Luke about the healing of the paralytic,
yeah,
that actually is going to be the theme of all of the traditional men and women's retreats for 2017.
Oh, is that
Jesus,
true?
Jesus, the divine physician, healing the paralytic.
Nice.
And the faith of those around him,
yeah,
who believed in lowering him to Jesus so that he could be healed. And we're really going to put a heavy emphasis on healing and personal healing.
Nice.
During our traditional retreat. So that's an aside. That's what's coming up for 2017.
Nice.
But I'll jump into some things for Advent here as we approach, as we are now in December.
Yeah.
One of the days of reflection that we have coming up, we actually have 2 this week. One is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Advent day of reflection, beginning at 9 a.m. The retreat director is Father Matt Guckin,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of people know Father Matt. He's a great retreat director, and he will be guiding folks through a reflection, some quiet time, talks, opportunity for Mass, confession. We're also offering continental breakfast and lunch for people who want to stay throughout the day. And that is tomorrow morning from 9. It ends in the afternoon at 3. So if people have obligations to get home for mm-hmm. kids after they're getting back from school or evening responsibilities, this might be a chance to carve out a little bit of time for Advent reflection tomorrow.
Nice.
Then, December 8th, a beautiful feast of the Immaculate Conception. We're having a very powerful day of reflection, actually called Spirit Power.
Yeah. You know, Mark, let me just say, you know, Marty was in the studio with us last week. He came down to visit us.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. So you heard all about that.
Yeah, I'm so excited about Marty Rotella. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you because I got so excited. I wish I was in town because I'm speaking in Iowa this Thursday. But tell us a little bit about the spirit power thing, because Marty alluded to it, but he didn't go into a lot of detail.
Well, anybody who has been around Marty Rotella knows that he is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter.
Yep.
But he's also a dynamic preacher. He meets people where they are, and he understands the human heart.
Yep.
And he understands hurt. He understands the need for the grace and power of God to come over people's lives, and that's our only hope, really.
Mm,
so
amen.
Marty, together with a team of Father Stephen DeLacy, Anna Iatesta, and Anne McGlone, are going to come together and present this day of reflection with the theme, Know Him, Love Him, Serve Him.
Wow.
And, you know, as the Day of Immaculate Conception, I can just hear Mary saying to us, this is what you need, to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him.
Yep.
And really relying on the grace and power of God coming over our lives. So we're really looking forward to that. And that's a great, great, wonderful group of devoted and faith-filled lay people and priests who will be there for that day on December 8th. Again, it's beginning at 9 a.m. There's a continental breakfast and lunch opportunity if people need to carve out a little bit of time. And I just encourage to make the to make a sacrifice, to do that in the midst of the many busy things going on during Advent.
Definitely.
And then we're going to have our final traditional men's retreat this coming for the year. The last one for the year. It's the group that bears the title of the Immaculate Conception Men's Retreat Group, beginning on Friday, December 9th through Sunday, December 11th. And we're going to have two retreat directors. One is Father Michael Shea. He's a Vincentian priest. And together with Father Dennis O'Donnell, who at one time was the rector and spiritual director at Malvern Retreat House, they both will be teaming up for the traditional men's retreat coming in this weekend. And it's an opportunity for any men who want to take advantage of the opportunity during Advent, preparing for Christmas, to take a step away, to enter into some quiet, because we have so much noise and so many distractions around us.
Sure.
To listen to the heart of God. Listen to Jesus. Go before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Time for adoration. Time for silence. For quiet prayer. Opportunities for confession and just some real personal reflection. Where am I as a man of God? Where do I need to be, so that I can be the strongest Catholic man possible for my family and those I encounter in my workplace, wherever it might be. So those are what are coming up this week, and the major events for us for December. We have a little bit of a shortened month because of the Christmas holiday coming up. But that's what I would like to highlight.
Excellent.
And remind people that as the calendar turns, we in early January, I'm not sure when we're going to have a chance to talk again, but every first Friday we have a gathering of a Mass and Gospel reflection at the Malvern Retreat House for men and women. It's a growing group. It's a great group of faith. So the first January 6th, the first Friday of January, will be there. Then the Epiphany Men's Group, January 6th, 7th, and 8th, with Father Michael Sullivan and Father Simeon Gallagher. We will have that. And at that same weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th, a Serenity Retreat for women in recovery. So wow. It's a women's recovery retreat, especially those who might be working on a 12-step program.
Excellent.
And Sister Ann Winkleman will be with us.
Excellent. So lots of good things coming up. And Mark, we can follow you online at malvernretreat.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And I just want to remind everybody that we do have daily reflections
yes.
on the scripture readings. They can sign up so they're delivered to their email or go to our website, malvernretreat.com. We also have Sunday reflections prepared by Monsignor Marino, our rector and spiritual director for the Sunday reflection. I do the weekday ones. He does the Sunday ones.
Excellent.
And team up and for those reflections.
And I can vouch for just how good they are because you're an awesome guy, Mark. I'll tell you what, you're doing a great job at Malvern. And you know what? We want to broadcast live from Malvern. We're still working on the details. Now, Dave Parker.
We are, but we're excited about it.
That's right. Now, the only problem is, the only holdup, my co-host Dave Parker, he likes to eat, so he's holding out because he wants to make sure you feed him if we do this broadcast.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it, Dave. There's no problem about that. We have plenty of food at Malvern Retreat.
I can vouch for the fact that it's very good.
Yeah.
See, so,
hey, talk offline.
Hey, Mark, I can't thank you enough for joining us, and we hope to have you back next month to fill us in on what's going on.
Gary, and lots of blessings through this Advent and the Holy Christmas season for you and your family.
Likewise.
To Dave and your whole team there.
Likewise, brother. Thanks so much. God bless you, Mark.
God bless you. Be at peace.
All right, as well. You as well.
Right.
That was Mark Poletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We're not done yet. So grab another cup of coffee, fry up some eggs. We'll be back.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
soon and very soon. That's Andre Crouch. That's something that'll wake you up in the morning. A little gospel to get your day started here on Spirit in the Morning. See, we try to mix it up, play all different kinds of music. But look, Advent's the time where we look forward to seeing the Lord and inviting Him into our lives more personally. Currently, it's 40 degrees on Spirit in the Morning, 7:52. We will get to the Be Not Afraid Bible verse in just a few seconds. But Frank Eliason just happened to walk into the studio. Frank, how was your weekend?
Oh, incredible weekend. I had a wedding on Saturday, and, you know, it's Sunday, last night. Had the greatest experience. Stopped by Shady Brook Farm. Many people know their light show they put on every Christmas, and you drive through. We've watched it grow over the years. And as we've watched it, one of the things we found is incredible community. And so last night was even different. Our children go to Catholic school, St. Ignatius, for everybody out there. And our daughter's in class with one of the children that live at the farm. And so the parents invited all the children over to go through a hayride.
Nice.
And get kind of a behind the scenes of this light show in action.
Yeah.
And, you know, what an incredible religious family who is giving to the community, spoke to them so much, learned about how the farm has gone. And it went really incredible. You know, his father started this light show years and years ago, and he's like, that wasn't even that good.
Wow.
We went to it, we thought it was really good, but that's neither here nor there. And we've been going back every
it
year
is
since.
Good, Frank.
And then what happened was, you know, as he's talking about this, his father told him, this is going to be your big moneymaker. And he was like, okay, if this is our moneymaker, we're really in trouble. But what wound up happening, it is their moneymaker, and they've grown in the community tremendously, and they now have this shop there, learned that they're actually running the shop at Del Valle. You know, what an incredible family to be giving to the community this way. So look at these businesses that get disrupted all the time. It comes back to community.
It does.
And, you know, to me, that was an incredible experience. It was so much fun talking to them and seeing them living religion in action.
Absolutely.
That is really important. Now, how can someone go to the light show? Do you just go? Do you have to make an appointment?
No, you just go. You'll sit in line and you go through your car, or you can get out and park and take a hayride. There is a way to take the hayride as well. Or you just drive through, which we always enjoy doing, turn the tunes on, listen to the Christmas music, look at the lights, and get all the different stories of Christmas.
And where are they specifically, Frank?
They're right in Newtown and
Yardley,
right at Shady Brook Farm is, I forget the name of the road, but right off 413 bypass, so right off 95, so
Absolutely. Very
easy to get to.
Oh, yes. And can I say one thing? In years past, my wife and I have taken our grandkids through, and it's an awesome display.
It's so much fun. We've been doing it probably for at least 20 years. Used to be our Thanksgiving tradition. After we would eat at my in-laws, we would stop, go through the farm on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And so we still do it each and every year. So absolutely love it. So it was an incredible weekend. I love being inspired by the people that are around us.
Excellent. Excellent. So I agree. We recommend it highly, Shady Brook Farms, right?
That is correct.
Check it out, visit them, and that'll help get your holiday spirit really going, right, Dave?
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
Can we post it on...
We post a link on the website.
We'll do that. We will do that. Okay, before we have to sign off, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It's a simple one today. You've heard it before, but it's an important one, especially during the season of Advent. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. How much does God love you? That love could be summed up in one word. That word is Jesus. He wanted to become so close to us that he became one of us. And that's what we celebrate during the Advent season. We celebrate the anticipation of the Lord becoming one with us. And as we go through the remaining weeks of Advent, we want to try to do what we can. As Mark was talking about at Malvern, as Dave talked about with the mission going on at his parish, if we do these extra things, if we do these little things to try to draw close to the Lord, to make the time, you know, it has to be a conscious effort to make a little bit of time for the Lord. As you do that, he's going to respond and you will draw closer to him. So that verse again is, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, John 1:14. I will have that at spiritinthemorning.com. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, free us from our sins, and make us whole. Hear our prayer and prepare us to celebrate the incarnation of your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for starting your day off with us. Remember, tonight, Catholic Answers Live will be the guest at 6 p.m. The subject will be loneliness and dealing with loneliness. If you know somebody who's struggling with that, make sure you point them to the program, because this show is all about reminding you that you are not alone. It might feel like you're alone. I know what it's like to be lonely. I've been through it. It's not fun. But what I've discovered and what I want to share on the program tonight is Jesus is always there for you. And there are ways, even when you're struggling with loneliness, to grow closer to him and to feel his presence. So that'll be Catholic Answers Live tonight with a guest host, Jerry Usher, at 6 p.m. Tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning, we'll be joined by Kelly Walquist. She'll be talking about her new group, Women in the New Evangelization. It's known as Wine. So this you know, we're going to be talking wine tomorrow morning,
yeah, exactly.
Mr. Parker. So I know I got your interest.
Any cheese?
That's another group.
Okay.
Wednesday, Tony Rossi from the Christophers will be here talking about 7 classic TV Christmas episodes to boost your holiday spirit. Thursday, December the 8th, it's a special program. I'm going to pre-record that because I will be headed to Iowa to speak to be the keynote speaker for their 10th anniversary dinner for Iowa Catholic Radio. But the show on Thursday will be all about the Blessed Mother because it's the Immaculate Conception. Friday, Father Jeffrey Kirby will be joining us to talk about his Bible study that he has recently participated in. This Bible study is on the Gospel of Luke. So we got lots of good things coming up. The following week, we're going to take the show on the road. We'll be traveling to St. Hubert's Catholic High School as well as Lansdale Catholic. So we've got two of those episodes coming up where we travel. Teresa Tomeo, Father Larry Richards, Johnette Bankovic. Lots of great guests coming up throughout the month of December. We're glad you're a part of this show. Please spread the word about Spirit in the Morning. Let people know that we're here. We want to build our audience, and we do that one person at a time. And you can help us tremendously by letting somebody know that we're here every morning on Holy Spirit Radio. Any questions, comments, concerns, email me, please, at gary@holyspiritradio.org. You have a wonderful day today. Remember, wherever you go, you are never alone. The Lord is with you. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.